takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Hello, baby.
Welcome to the WAG Imaginary Radio Show, featuring the Imaginary Radio Show players. I believe today on call we have Brian M., Chuck B.
Hello. Oh, let me unmute Chuck. Sorry, I'm a jerk. Chuck.
You just get better and better with that every week, don't you?
We're trying.
Sherry is womaning the chat.
And Alicia's also here, and she's going to be
womaning the chat
tonight. And we have, I believe that is Steve on the phone, who I have muted just for a second until I get used to the controls here. But, yeah, that's good. Hey, Sherry, how do we sound?
Yippee!
That was Brian with the sound effects. But, yes, welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show. I spoke to a dead lady today. I spoke to the dead today. Would you like to hear my story?
Wait. Did they speak back?
Kind of, in a weird way.
Boy.
I was calling. I had a call for work. I had to make a phone call. And basically what I need, we had a delivery. I work in a trucking company. We had a delivery. And just for a little backside of the story, or just a little whatever it's called, I needed a booking number. Okay, which helps the freight get on a boat. That's all you need to know. I needed a booking number for the freight. So I call up the number that's on the bill of lading, they call it, and I leave a message for this woman, who I'm dedicating the show to. Her name is Betty. Betty, we love you. I hope you're in heaven and everything's all nice. I leave a message for Betty. So then, I don't know, 2 hours later, some guy calls me back, Fred, it don't matter. So Fred calls me back, and he goes, yeah, I just got your message off of my my coworker's voicemail. Regrettably, she died this week, but how can I help? So then I had to be cruel and sit there and go, okay, do you have my booking number? Like a real jerk. I felt bad, but I needed my booking number. So, yeah, she passed away, which I thought was a little odd. But,
That's terrible.
Well. She was getting my booking number, and then she fell. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what happened. Trip getting the booking number.
Hi, this is Steve, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
That was my Talking to the Dead story, which I thought was interesting, which kind of gave me I don't know. I was kind of depressed all day. But, Betty, we love you. The show is dedicated to Betty.
Why were you depressed? You didn't know her.
Yeah, but still, I don't like when people die.
Well, no,
you know.
But...
But I heard her voice. That was the weird part. It was like, I didn't know it was a phone in the wall. I just heard her voice. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, okay, this
weird.
Nice, just sweet Betty's going to call me back. No, she ain't. She ain't calling anybody back.
No, she's not.
We've got to
get dead.
Exactly. We need a Ouija board, like
I'm
Sherry
afraid
says.
Betty won't be returning your call. Who was that? She has passed away. She no longer exists. She's a Monty Python sketch.
Oh,
you're funny.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Oh, Brian O. coming in with some nice little intros.
Almost professional.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Please like the Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook.
I was floored by this. I saw an article on the internet, and a guy took... a tree. You know how a tree has rings in it? Like if you were to slice a tree in half, there's rings. And, you know, the rings are show you like how long the tree has been alive and any kind of things that have happened, you know, to the tree. Maybe there was an earthquake or whatever. And like it records, you know, its own little life story.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So this guy, he takes a sliver of it and he rigs a record player, and he puts this tree disc on this record player. Now, the record player, it it was adjusted so that it could play trees. Yeah, it could translate the rings and the marks into piano. So he put this tree on this awesome little record player, and it plays a tune.
Get out of here.
All right, that's pretty cool.
So tell me you have a recording.
Well, I just posted a link where you could listen to it. I'd love to play you the recording of it. I mean, it's very dramatic. I mean, listening to it, you're like, wow, this is like from the tree. You know, I mean, how cool is that?
What happens when you play it backwards?
Yeah.
I don't know, but when they did play it backwards, and Tony Orlando says, tie a yellow ribbon.
There you go. That's what I thought.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Let's go with some topics. How's Chuck's news ticker? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
Good. Yeah, what are you doing? You're stepping all over me, babe.
Disney did you just call me babe?
I did.
Yes, babe. Oh, God.
That's the talk. When you're a talk show host, you got to be hip with the hip terms.
So, babe. All right, babe. Go ahead, babe. Babe. Come on, babe.
All right, babe.
Yes,
here
babe.
We go. Disneyland. Did you know that a light stays on all the time at Disneyland?
Which
probably
light?
Not. Well, here you go. When construction was underway in the early 1950s, Walt Disney didn't want to miss a moment of his dream coming to life. That's why he installed a small private apartment above the fire department on Main Street. He had the set decorators set it up with turn-of-the-century decor, and the apartment is actually still there. It had a special shower because apparently he had some kind of old polo injury or whatever. But it has all the same furniture in it, and the lamp in the window that's visible from the park used to be illuminated to signal to the cast members that Walt was on the premises. Today, in honor of Walt Disney, they keep the lamp on all the time.
That being said, there is a firehouse, and I want to say it's in California someplace, that has – and you can go online and hey, Chuck, why don't you do some research for me and try to find this. It's the longest light bulb that's been constantly lit. And it's been on since like 1850, whatever, not 1850. They didn't have electricity back then, but whatever, 1890-something. Whenever they had electricity, this bulb was turned on in this firehouse. And then when they renovated the firehouse, they always kept the bulb on. So aside from any power outages, this bulb has been running. It never broke. And because
You
got it? Can you post it for me?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Sure, I'll
and you,
post
they
the
actually,
link to the thing.
They put a camera on it, and you can actually watch the light bulb. But the light bulb has been constantly burning for, you know, good now close to 100 years. And because
since
of the filament.
Since 1901.
Since 1901. So it's been, what is that, 101 years or something like that. No, 110 years. And because back then the filaments were so thick that they, you know, it didn't break. Nowadays, obviously, it's different, but and it's still burning. So, just it's an interesting little thing. I just thought I'd mention that. So, if you go to Los Angeles and you have a fire, you could see the light bulb. All right, Brian. You have more facts?
Yeah, I have a few more for you. That's pretty cool, Brian. That light has been on that long.
Yes, it
imagine
has.
Imagine the electricity bill.
I can't imagine how hot that must be, that bulb, by now.
How hot it is?
Yeah, like something burning all that time. Like, can you imagine touching?
Yeah, but it's not very bright. Meaning, like, it kind of just barely glows. Like, I mean, it technically is
It's only 4 watts.
It's 4 watts. You know, and think about you even.
What?
No, it's not generating any heat.
Okay.
It's not generating any heat. Bri, are you playing sound clips? You're driving me nuts.
No, that's me.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
Get it? It's a joke.
Oh.
All right. Anyway.
I get it. I'm an idiot. I'm a complete idiot.
Oh, Alicia's got chocolate puffies.
Ooh. I don't know what poofies are, but
that's chocolate poofies.
Poofies.
All right. I'm going to the bathroom. Hang tight. I got to go do poofies.
Oh, chocolate. You're funny.
Right. So, back to Disney. They used forced perspective with the buildings. Now, in Disneyland, it's not quite that big, but they want to make Sleeping Beauty's castle gigantic. So what they did was, on the bottom portions, they made the bricks like a certain height or whatever, but as you go up, they made the bricks smaller, so it looks like it's actually taller than what it really is. They did that on a lot of the big buildings. And when you enter Main Street, the beginning of it, like they did the forced perspective, so it looks like you're entering this like gigantic place, when in reality, it's not. Isn't that pretty cool?
Sure.
Thank you. Optical illusions,
yeah.
Exactly. There's also a place on the Disneyland property. Now, you can't get alcohol except at Club, the secret Club 33. Walt Disney created this exclusive space to entertain possible investors. Since then, the lounge has, complete with an elegant dining room and a first-class wine cellar, has hosted U.S. presidents, film stars, foreign dignitaries, and lucky guests. It's said, actually, that Robert Kennedy dined there on June 3rd, 1968, 2 days before he was assassinated. I don't think
all
I
right,
want to go.
Back. I'm back.
Did
I
you hear that
the word assassinated? No, go ahead.
There's a secret club, Club 33, in Disneyland that Walt Disney created so that he could host possible investors, and since then, like, presidents and like famous people have been there. But I thought you'd find this interesting, that Robert Kennedy dined there on June 3rd, 1968, 2 days before he was assassinated.
Yes, and they've – you know, it was weird. They actually tore down the Ambassador Hotel, and I think they tore it down. That's where he got shot. But the person that shot him was suing not to tear it down because he wanted to look at the bullet holes in the kitchen. Very, very interesting.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, no, don't tear it down because I'm not guilty. And he wanted to look at the ballistics of it, but they didn't want to tear down. Like, when you tear it down, like, that's it. It's like tearing down Dealey Plaza. Like, you're not going to do that. But they tore it down. The hotel is gone. So there goes the evidence.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You ever see The Sound of Music?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't.
Really?
And I heard it is an awesome
It
movie.
Is. It's actually, it's really good. Yeah. Like, sure, of course, that like everybody knows the music and it
right.
is
but
kind
the
of
story.
Like... But it's kind of, but the story is actually really good. You could totally ignore the music if you want to.
I heard she sings
but,
her butt off.
But no, they're very catchy. That anybody who's seen that movie, I'm sure, could sing every song
yeah.
from that right off the top of their head. I know I can. I've seen that movie so many times.
I don't think I've seen it.
But
okay.
It's actually it's really good.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's a very good movie. It's long.
Movie night.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What's
it's really good. Oh,
yeah.
That reminded me because
listeners,
a lot of his soundboard clips are for it's from Eddie and the Cruisers, right?
Hmm.
You see, I've never seen Eddie and the Cruisers, which I already know you've already like given me the face, like you've never seen that movie. When I went to my aunt's for Thanksgiving, some guy just comes up to me. And all of a sudden, he starts talking to me about Eddie and the Cruisers. And I'm thinking, and I'm just repeating
those
things.
Five lines.
I'm just repeating things I've heard from the movie. Like, I kind of had, like, I read a synopsis on it. But I told the guy, I've never seen it. But he keeps, like, talking, like, as though I'm an expert on the movie. It's like.
I just want to know why some random guy was
yeah,
in your aunt's house.
It was in my aunt's house. It was at the Thanksgiving party thing.
Oh, okay, right.
But again, it was just, I've never seen this movie, and we had just that, like, week, you had told me about
yeah.
it. You're like, you've never seen Eddie and the Cruisers? And then I go to this place, and this guy's like, wants to talk all about Eddie and the Cruisers.
That's so weird.
Which one do you want me to hit, Brian?
Any clip.
It's not working. Oh, it broke.
Maybe if you turned it on.
There we go.
Your bass player can't sing, and you come in on the wrong beat.
That's Eddie and the Cruisers Part 2, actually.
No, yeah, I know. Can you play Part 1?
You're wrong!
That's Part 1.
You son of a bitch.
That's Part 2.
Yeah. I was kind of looking for the
guitarist.
The guitar.
I'll decide what the band needs. You're going to play your damn guitar.
That one?
Yeah.
That one's a good one. That's Chuck's.
Yeah. I knew he was
yeah.
talking about that one, but it was like, I was just surprised that like that wasn't the first one you went for.
I know. Brian fell asleep at the board.
So how did your Eddie and the Cruisers talk go?
This guy just kept ranting about it. He kept talking to me as though I was like an expert on the movie. And it's just like, I'm just sitting there like, I think I heard something like that about the movie. It's like, don't you get it? Like, I haven't seen this movie.
Movie night, Sound of Music, and
I haven't seen it.
Part 2.
Not Part 2.
You don't like Part 2?
It wasn't as good as Part 1.
I like Part 2.
Please like the Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook.
Can Steve plug his show real quick?
No. Steve cannot plug his show. What do you think this
Get
is?
Get out of here.
Of course Steve can plug his show. Steve, plug your show. And it is a talk show, help show show. Help shoe show? Talk shoe, help shoe show.
Talk show shoe?
Shoe show, help shoe. Yeah, I do too. I do talk shoe not working, do you need help? It's just a sort of general chit-chat show, and if anyone needs help connecting, then they can come on in. It's call ID 28905. Follow it, and you'll get an email. And I also do another one called Who'd Have Guessed, a bit of a play on the name. And that's a general open chat. Where we just, shoot the breeze and chit-chat. And also help people if they come in too. That's 27591. And also, don't forget, you need to go and have a look at www.thewagband.com for some awesome music.
Aw, thank
you. I love this guy. I love Steve. All right, we're going to end the show tonight. It was
I'm
going to
take
us
out, Bri.
Take us out, Bri. I mean, all the way. Like, as soon as you're done, I'm going to hit the end record.
All right, here we go. Thanks for listening to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show. And good night.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight, and I hope the bed bugs bite.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.